Just saying the word rose conjures up images of romance, of secret admirers, Valentine's gifts, and bridal bouquets. Romantics imagine soft red petals and long graceful stems, but practical gardeners know all about painful pointy thorns. As the saying goes, every rose has its thorn. But what we call thorns are actually not thorns at all. Thorns, such as those found on the hawthorn tree, are modified branches that project from the stem and branches of a woody plant. They're very sharp and quite strong because they're made of the same stuff as the stem of the tree or bush. Thorns are deeply embedded in the woody structure of the plant and can't be broken off easily. Those nasty points on the stem of the rose are not true thorns. They're what scientists call prickles. Prickles are smaller than thorns. They're sharp outgrowths of the plant's outer layers, the skin-like epidermis, and the subepidermal layer just beneath it. Unlike a thorn, a prickle can be easily broken off the plant because it is really a feature of the outer layers rather than part of the wood, like a thorn. Both prickles and thorns protect the plant from predators, and maybe from lovers looking for a free bouquet. But perhaps we call the rose prickles thorns because saying every rose has its prickle doesn't seem to do justice to the pain of unrequited love. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.